Well, very interesting decision by the Victorian government yesterday, Chuck, about racing. The Victorian government has announced it will amend the Racing Act to create an independent board for Racing Victoria. What this means, let's find out. Brent Serafa from racing.com joins us. Brent, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Now, just tell us about the way it's set up at the moment and why that is controversial for some people.
Well, at the moment, it's basically the board is elected via sort of representatives of the racing industry, that being the racing clubs, being the VRC, the Melbourne Racing Club, which run racing at Caulfield, and then Moonee Valley, plus then the industry sort of participant groups, including the Jockeys Association, Trainers Association, Owners Association, Country Racing Victoria. They all have a say or a vote on who is representative on the board. So basically, the board members are elected or sort of given a vote from within the industry. Now, that is something that the minister wants to change and to create an independent board. Now, the makeup of this board and how it's going to work and the framework is sort of not really quite known at this stage. It's basically in his release yesterday afternoon. Martin Pakula said he wants to start with a clean slate going forward from next year. And this has come as a result of probably a pretty difficult time for Racing Victoria due to a number of sort of controversies and situations that probably haven't been handled in the best of ways. And last week we had the resignation of Racing Victoria chairman in David Moody. And that was at the sort of the back end of a internal investigation into his conduct and whether he had leaked information to other parties in relation to the Cobalt investigation. And now the sort of the report said that he wasn't the original leak, but then there was sort of some to-ing and fro-ing to say that he maybe still did, and it just got seemed to get pretty ugly, and he resigned last Friday. The previous chairman, Rob Ralston, had sort of ended his tenure on similar circumstances.
What was that? What was that over, Brent? Wasn't he involved in, or a lot of them are horse owners? Is that was the Rob Ralston one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nominated through the nomination of horses, and there was deemed a conflict of interest. That was sort of going back 2 years or so, and at that time I was actually sort of based in New South Wales, so I don't really understand the complete ins and outs of that one. But the situation has been that Martin Pakula has now just sort of said enough. There needs to be change at the top in the way that Racing Victoria is governed, and that's the way it's going to happen going into the future.
Yeah, so I suppose the concern is that the board at the moment is loaded up with people from within the industry making decisions based on the constituents that they're actually representing, Brent.
Yeah, that was basically too much self-interest was that a line that Martin Pakula basically was suggesting yesterday, and he wants to make it that it's an independent board that can minimise such issues that, like, the thing is, it's hard to be truly independent in the racing game, and there's an opportunity that some people on the current board, because there are the board is not that it's made up with people who are certainly not fit for the job. There's some very intelligent people on the Racing Victoria board, some people with some very, very long CVs, and some, you know, people that would be managing some serious companies. But there's going to be a new process, basically, in the way that it's elected. And they're not going to be elected from within. They'll be elected from an independent panel. So,
and Brent, Nick Williams, just reading a quote from him today, saying it's the single greatest thing that has happened in racing in the last 20 years. Actually saw our very own Dr. Turf tweet something similar yesterday. And he did say that, you know, there could have been some good people actually leaving the sport if this move
didn't take place.
Yeah, it wasn't made. So it looks as though he saved a few people, Martin Pakula, from actually leaving racing.
Yeah, there's been, a fair bit of frustration through a lot of people, I'd imagine, from the outside, and some decisions that have been made, the way that racing has sort of been heading in the last 18 months through a different number of controversies. And I think, look, it's all well and good to say, oh, we have a new board, they're going to fix everything. I'm not quite sure if that's the absolute truth, but it's just going to make sure that it can minimise, or hopefully minimise, the sort of how can we say it, some decisions that or ways or processes that are done in racing that maybe need to be modernised, so to speak, and brought into line with the way that the rest of the world currently operates, rather than just having too many people on boards potentially being voted on by people who wanted them to be there.
All right, Brent, thanks for bringing us up to date. It'll be interesting to see how it pans out. Brent Serafa joining us here from racing.com. It's